Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation. Today, we're going to keep your city litty, and we're going to be dishing you the latest in entertainment and celebrity news. But before we get started, let's take it over to the West Coast. We got our peeps back in the building, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. What up, y'all?
Hey,
you.
And it looks like you guys have moved up to the east side in a new studio apartment in the sky. Nice shot.
It's a wide angle,
That's right.
It's amazing what they can do inside of a tough shed, isn't it? I mean,
thanks, Home Depot.
Thank you. Gracias, Home Depot.
En español?
Gracias, Home Depot.
De nada. Now, our own girl Portia's out there still housewiving around the country, but we do have DJ, TV, and radio personality Tracy Steele in the house. Now, later on, as rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, a.k.a. Tekashi 6ix9ine, going Amish, will explain. And Miley Savage's diss both her exes, Caitlyn Carter and Liam Hemsworth on the gram. We'll talk about it. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, life can't get any better for Jennifer Lopez. This past weekend, she had her engagement party.
Yes.
Her and A-Rod had a big
about
party.
Time.
I know. Okay. Well, they've been engaged for 6 months, and she's just now finally having the party. Of course, a bunch of A-listers are there. It's J-Lo and A-Rod. Her BFF, Leah Remini, was there. Ryan Seacrest was there. As well, they don't have a wedding day yet, so they're just doing that. We're just enjoying being engaged.
I don't think it's going to happen now.
You don't think it's going to happen?
They did 6 months without the engagement party. I think this is a sign that they're never getting married, never having the reception, so they decide to have a party. This is more like
what
is the breakup party?
Come on, Debbie Down.
You are insane.
You think?
This is absolutely happening, Frank.
Yeah. All right, well, we don't know if a wedding is happening. We do not know if a wedding is happening, but here's what we do know. What we just found out last week is that Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are going to be doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Slow clap for that.
Yeah.
That is
a real battle.
Slow clap. It's going to be in Miami. Right. I mean, come on. And it's rumored that Mr. 305 himself, Pitbull, is going to be joining them.
Yeah.
So a lot of Latin flavor.
Yeah, we have Colombia representing with Shakira. We have Puerto Rico with J-Lo. So we're in Miami. We better have some damn Cubans on that stage.
Oh.
So I'm hoping Mr. 305 is on there.
Mr. 305, yeah.
And even Gloria Estefan. I'm hoping that Gloria
Estefan. Come on, baby.
Don't sing it.
I'm doing. Yeah.
I'm concerned. Who's in charge of wardrobe? Because I'm hoping it's someone completely unqualified. So there's a lot of wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Yes. What happened to my zipper?
Who did we hire for this? If only IKEA can make wardrobes so it can fall apart.
All right, y'all. We have more exciting news because babies are popping up everywhere. Friend to the show, Eva Marcille, and her husband, Michael Sterling, a huge congratulations! Yes, because they just welcomed their third child, baby boy Maverick. And y'all know Eva, honey, she's still looking diva, okay? Because look at this pic she posted, a labor pic, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Looking good, boo.
She looks like sexy Nick Cannon.
Also, y'all, listen, another congrats to singer Ricky Martin and his husband, Juan Youssef. They're expecting their fourth child together via surrogate.
Do we have to keep saying via surrogate? I mean, of course, all right? They're growing this child in a bucket.
You can't assume that, Frank. Don't assume that.
So those aren't the only celebs procreating. Everybody blow the whistle. Because 53-year-old rapper Too Short just announced his first time being a daddy.
Whoa. I guess it wasn't too short after all.
Baby girl Yanni Shawn to the world this past December with girlfriend Sue Ivy and has kept the news quiet until now. So what y'all think? Is 53 too old to be a daddy for the first time?
Yes. Listen, if the roles were reversed and it was a 53-year-old woman, everybody in here would be like, my God, how is she still having a baby? Yes.
But my thing is, what's so hard for me to believe is this guy is 53 years old and he's a rapper and a child.
Right.
He wrapped it up good.
Normal.
He protected himself for many years because you'd have thought Too Short had a lot of kids by now.
But as aggressive as his lyrics are, for him to have a daughter, it's almost like, not to say karma, but it's just like, damn. Like, it's going to make you look at life in a completely different perspective because, like, you know, most of your records had the B-word in there.
Like, your daughter can't listen to nothing. Like, none of your music.
Nothing.
We weren't allowed to listen to any of his music when I was growing up. We snuck Too Short, like, because sets in our room, and we would get yelled at and slapped and spanked and everything. Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite word.
Okay. Yes! I already did that. Nobody said it with me.
All right, y'all, moving on, man. Rainbow Bright, a.k.a. Tekashi 69's life is like a movie right now, all right? Yeah, so he's testified as a federal prosecutor's star witness against two former associates of the non-Trey Gangsta Bloods gang, a gang which he once belonged to that also tried to kidnap him. Now, 69's future is looking a little scary, and he might have to go into witness protection.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Because he's so recognizable about the face, you know, he was looking at 47 years in prison for racketeering and a long list
47.
Of other charges. Yeah, like Tekashi would have been 69 by the time he got out. But they're saying due to his cooperation, he may get out as early as next year.
I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that it's only 1 year that he would be getting. That's surprising to me.
What, he was facing 47 years?
It's like, so all that ratting did pay off and he's getting 1 year?
It's impossible for him to go into witness protection because he has 200 tattoos.
Yeah. Okay,
He can't hide nowhere. Where he hiding?
Well, they're talking about he might go into an Amish community, which is absolutely...
He's going to make some pies.
If you grow half a beard, that covers some of the tattoos up, I guess.
Living
you
in
do
the Amish paradise.
Or maybe go... Are there blind communities? Go live in a blind community. You know? And just stay there.
Didn't you win their beauty pageant?
3 years in a row for it.
At the blind fair?
Yes.
All right, it's been quite the year for Miley Cyrus. Not only did she end her marriage to Liam Hemsworth, she also started and then ended a romance with Brody Jenner's ex, Caitlyn Carter.
Woo!
That didn't last very long. Yesterday, Miley shared this picture to her Instagram story and said, "Happy Sunday for me and two stinky dogs."
Aww.
So just kept it sweet and simple.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
No, that's not right. This is what she really said. Quote, "Waking up surrounded by animals is my favorite way to start a morning. They love back 100 times. All they ask to be is cared for in exchange for loyalty, reliability, and faithfulness." Reminds me of someone. Eye roll.
Whoa, who do you think she was getting at?
I think maybe Caitlyn.
Caitlyn?
No, I don't think it's that Liam. I think that it was done. That ended. She's moved on. She was with a new girl, and they were everywhere, hot and heavy. And all of a sudden, when you mention loyalty, that tells me cheating or
You were together long enough to have any kind of loyalty or,
like a month.
Being unfaithful, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we're not really a thing yet. As far as monogamy, it hasn't been established that we're exclusive.
She might be talking about Liam, dude.
She's talking about Liam.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that he stepped out.
Then why
out.
Is she breaking up with Caitlyn if she's mad at Liam? That makes any sense.
Caitlyn was just going through a phase like most lesbians.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm too far to give you a high five. But, high five break.
Or maybe we look at you as our option and we choose it.
Oh, stop it.
He's the option? Come on, ladies.
I'm loyal like a dog, ladies. Loyal like a dog.
Hey.
And I love peanut butter.
She's probably talking about the both of them, really. A little bit of the both of them. I mean, no woman puts that much effort into a comment on Instagram unless she's really... It's a subliminal shot to somebody. It's
obvious.
Probably both of them.
Right.
Obvious.
But why are people taking Miley Cyrus serious? She's been going back and forth, hell, for the last, 3 months?
Right,
with the
Gary?
Woman, the man.
Well, she identifies as queer, so she's like, I don't know what I'm going to be in the mood
for. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just learned something today.
She identifies as queer. She's like, I'm just whatever.
She does.
I don't know. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Up next, Kanye West has been delivered. We'll tell you how after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, now it looks like Kanye West has officially been reborn, and not just spiritually, but also musically as well. Mm. Now, the rapper held a listening party for a select few for his 9th studio album, Jesus is King, a Kanye West experience over the weekend in his hometown of Chicago, and reportedly dropped a bomb on everybody.
What?
Huh?
Well, he said that he will only make gospel music going forward, no more secular music.
What? Yep. Gospel? Kanye?
Y'all can't tell me you didn't see this coming.
I didn't see it coming.
Are you kidding me?
No. But then on the other hand, too, maybe he's trying to detramp his wife. So, you know, find the Lord.
No. I saw it coming. I saw it coming.
He still can't lay hands on you.
Yeah, well.
Think about it. Lately, he's been going to all these major churches with the entire band. And, I mean, like, he's been hitting up every church in different cities. You had to see this coming.
Yeah, but I think he do that just because he loves music. And his mom, he grew up in church and stuff like that. I didn't expect him to make all his albums Christian music.
Yeah. But let's just say if he had to go back and, like, Christify some of his classic hits, you know, how you think we can, like, remake these joints?
Just give me Jesus. When honey,
there it
he
is.
He is the king. He is my king.
Maybe he can remix Good Life with him and T-Pain to Good Types. For the good times.
I'm leaving.
I need me a five. I'm about to shine. No. Put your praise bucket in the sky.
This is not surprising to me at all.
Well, y'all, moving on. Gary, Headcrack, and Tracy, y'all want to go to Mars or the moon?
I'll take the moon. It's closer.
That's what's up. Well, I may have a way to get y'all there. Word is Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk unveiled the prototype of his Starship space vehicle on Saturday and announced that the craft will be ready to fly to space within the next few months.
Don't it take, like, months to even train to be in space? Like, there's a whole process.
Yeah, and
they'll speed up the process. They'll speed up the process.
What's up there for us to go to?
Stars. You go up there and you look at the Earth.
Yeah, you go up there and your head explodes. According to reports, the Starship is designed to carry a crew and cargo to the moon, Mars, or anywhere else in the solar system and land back on Earth. Musk told reporters, we need to make space travel like air travel.
I love it. Who's going?
I won't be one of the first.
Yeah, I'm going to go 19th. You know, I need to see a whole bunch of successful trips before I volunteer myself because, you know, they got to work the kinks out first.
Yeah. And my thing is, they think they slick, honey. What? You just want to get somebody, y'all go back where y'all came from? No, ma'am. Oh, you ain't getting me back tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I'm going. Oh. I'm going all the way.
Really? You
want to
be part of the first batch?
I would be on the first flight.
What you going to? You going to be the first one day?
I mean, it's an experience.
Well, depending on who you ask, they might already be cities up there. No one really quite knows what's on the dark side of the moon. They do say that they airbrush a lot of those photos that come back. Like, there's stuff up there, allegedly.
Isn't that where the Jetsons live?
Daughter. Judy. Jay. His wife. Yeah.
His boy, Elroy.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to get rid of those stubborn wrinkles on your face without paying an expensive price? Well, I got the perfect cure. It's the Donna Bella 24K Caviar Instant Facelift that offers the benefits of a facelift without an expensive or invasive procedure. It's enriched with green tea, hyaluronic acid, peptides, caviar, retinol, and vitamin E.
Oh, no, I don't mind trying this, but tell me more about it.
Well, Gary, you will be amazed at how much just one drop can do. Within minutes of applying, the appearance of your wrinkles and fine lines disappear, and your skin looks and feels softer, smoother, younger, and tighter. And get this, the results typically last about 6 to 8 hours.
I need this. How much is it, child?
Well, y'all, we got an amazing deal for our viewers, so anybody can afford this fantastic product. The Donna Bella 24K Caviar Instant Facelift is only
$29. What? Just $29?
$9. Just a shot, man. Go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Gary will tell us if Cardi B's fashion was a hit or miss at Paris Fashion Week. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all. It's time for
What the Fashion.
Okay, baby, it's Paris Fashion Week, and Cardi B, honey, has been giving us looks, baby. But she literally, honey, she really stopped the traffic at the Eiffel Tower. Let's take a look.
What's poppin', baby? I heard you bitches was missing me in Fashion Week, New York. I'm here to serve it to ya, mother and serve it to you cold. You bitches could really never.
Hold it up, guys. Hold it up, guys.
Madam, excuse me, madam.
It's so cold, don't hit me. Because a bitch can't see.
Just go ahead and make her a superhero. Like,
baby, this girl's looking like Aunt B. Not the designer, y'all, is by Richard Quinn. Now, he also did Kendall Jenner's floral and latex Emmys look. So, now, what do y'all think about this ensemble, honey? I mean,
I think she's just trying to push the envelope. She wants to be a musical fashionista. You know what I mean? So she, everything she does, every time she hits a red carpet, she goes bigger and better and different. Like when she was at the Grammys and she had that flower dress on and we was all looking like, what?
She couldn't even see, though. I would like to see her face or cut some slits in the eyes or something so she can at least see.
Right? Exactly.
It's a cooler way to move through undetected, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, everybody
shows
Cardi B, like, you know, yeah, but you got to be quiet, too.
Right.
But you heard what she said. She said, a bitch could never. You're right. I could never pull that off. Yeah. I could never wear that. So she got it. She wins.
Everything one print. I want this her bra. On panties the same print.
No, when I see that, like John Withers would coordinate.
Right, like the mushroom belt and boomerang.
All right, Tracy, everybody. Since we're talking about fashion and tattoos, you know, they've become a very big fashion statement. So we're going to do something here where we rate the tattoos in a celebrity's latest ink, and it's called
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Oh, man, you got singer, rapper, slash human circus Aaron Carter. He is the brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter, and he shared pics over the weekend of some new ink on his face. Mm. Now, he captioned one of the photos, I'm the biggest thing in music right now. Mm. I can't be denied. Fact check me. Now, the tattoo appears to be of Medusa, a Greek monster with snakes for hair, and he also added the word love under his eye. Now, tattoo artist Bang Bang, who's done work for Rihanna, commented, hit me for that cover-up. Because you know he's going to need one of those.
The shade.
So what y'all think about his tattoo? You think it's a tattoo or a tattoo?
First of all, in this picture, it looks like his eye is black. Did somebody whoop his ass first and he tried to cover up the...
Oh, the love?
The scars or
it's
something?
It's possible.
The love looked like it's a black eye?
Maybe whoever blacked his eye really loved them, or he loves them, and he put love under it.
When you look at this logo far enough, it looks like a very detailed version of the Starbucks logo.
You're right, though. He held up the Starbucks cup and was like, do this.
I got
do
you,
this.
Man. I'm
going to say it's a tattoo.
I'm going to go with tattoo.
I'm going to go
tattoo
with
all day. Yeah,
he don't know what he's doing. He's going to get it covered up.
What is covering that?
What's going to cover it?
That's so Cardi B's outfit.
The whole couch.
All right, y'all. Up next, a story that will be near and dear to your heart. We'll explain after the break, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we've all been jogging before, right?
No.
No.
Have you?
No. What is that?
Okay. I jog away from you. Well, this Georgia woman, her name is Chloe Dorsey. She was on her usual run, Stone Mountain Park there in Georgia, when she saw a female deer stuck between two bars of a fence. She then became Captain Save-A-Doe.
Where is Captain Save-A-Doe when you need her?
Here I am.
Right here.
So, take a look at the video.
Chloe couldn't pull her through or push her back. The only way was to go all superhero on those bars until the deer got stuck again in another fence.
You need to learn how to jump, boo.
Everything going through me. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to have to save you again. Like, you got stuck again.
So, Chloe put those biceps to work a second time and made a second save. Another happy ending.
Maybe the deer wanted to be there. Maybe the deer was waiting for its sheep herder boyfriend to show up.
Oh, that's
sheep herder boyfriend. They met on Tinder? Maybe.
Here he's like, hey, good looking.
FarmersOnly.com.
Yeah, FarmersOnly is where they met.
Yo, that happened to my cousin Christian, man. I helped him out of a gate. He got his head stuck in the gate twice.
Did you set up a camera first?
No.
Just because it was hilarious?
It happened in the 80s.
Oh. What did you use, like Pam cooking spray?
Yeah, my mom said olive oil. Mijito, put olive oil! So I put olive oil all over his head, and we got him out.
What was he trying to do?
I have no idea. Shout out to my cousin Christian.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.